You are listening to Holy Words from Holy Cross, the sermon podcast of Holy Cross Evangelical Lutheran Church in Nazareth, Pennsylvania. We hope you find these words a blessing in your daily walk with God. Please visit us on the web at www.holycrossnazareth.org or in person at 696 Johnson Road, Nazareth, Pennsylvania.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art.
Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you have showered upon your servants abundant words on this day. But Lord, I know that they cannot all be spoken. And I would just ask that you would guide and direct and rudder this tongue so that it would speak the words that you want heard, that they may permeate deep into our person and we may carry them with us at all times, in all places. Please bless your people who have come to worship you on this day, Lord. We ask this in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. So, at the beginning of this month, on a Wednesday night Vesper service, I had the opportunity to preside at that service. And I spoke to those people that were assembled about an experience that I had. And it led to the point of the first time I actually spoke publicly. I had to do a presentation for a retreat that I was on. And I was to speak on a subject, and I was not allowed to use the word God, which at that time in my life was extremely difficult. But I would like to pick up at that point and go before that, because that was something that developed. So I have to take you back to the point where I had just concluded 2 years of what was called the intensive training phase for the teacher of the Bethel Bible Series. I spent 2 years studying scripture from an absolute zero start, because I was the most biblically ignorant person you ever met in your life. But God was about to change my life, and he did. And he did so in the studying of scripture. And at the end of that, I felt moved and motivated that part of the conclusion of that study was the opportunity to go to Madison, Wisconsin, and assemble with all of those people who had just finished doing the same thing. And I wanted to go there specifically for one purpose. I had one mission in mind. I wanted to go there, and I wanted to meet, the man's name is Dr. Harley Swiggum. And Dr. Harley Swiggum, I wanted to thank, because the Holy Spirit moved in him to develop this comprehensive Bible study that changed my life. So I wanted to go to Wisconsin just to shake his hand and say, thank you. What God had done through you, through the Holy Spirit, has affected me greatly. Well, it turned out to be much more than that. So there's hundreds of people that are gathered at this convention to finish their journey through the scripture. And when you get there, you're all assembled at a table, and guess what? You're assigned a table. And I didn't know it then, but as time passed, I began to see God's fingerprints upon this. I traveled from Bethlehem Township to Madison, Wisconsin. I was seated at a table with a woman who came from Cincinnati, Ohio. And she constantly was talking to me about this Walk to Emmaus retreat that you need to go on. And as everything ended, we all go back home. She goes to Cincinnati, Ohio. I go to Bethlehem Township, Pennsylvania. Within 2 weeks, I get a phone call from that woman. She's in Bethlehem. She drove from Cincinnati, Ohio, to come and talk to me more about this Walk to Emmaus thing. So she came over to our house and she was talking to me about this. And she encouraged me that she thought that the Holy Spirit was moving her to get me to go on a 72-hour spiritual retreat. So in order to do this, she was not from our area. So she had to introduce me to someone a couple of miles from my house that I never met. Because you need to be sponsored to go on this retreat. So she introduces me to Wally and Diane Boswell. And we developed this friendship. And indeed, they sponsor me to go on this walk. Now, my wife is taking all of this and saying, whoa, the change in you has been dramatic. I don't know if I can take any more change. But nevertheless, she reached out and her aunt, her mother's sister, is a nun. Her name was Sister Bronicia. Now here's the funny part about that. You know who we used to call her? Sister Bro. So she was a lovely woman. But she was cautioning my wife and saying, you better make sure your husband is really spiritually sound, because I heard the intensity that takes place in this experience. And if he's not spiritually on solid ground, this could not be good. Well, as everything went and continued on, I did go. So the retreat was from Thursday evening to Sunday evening. So this Thursday after work, Wally and Diane picked me up. They drive me down to Philadelphia at a camp called the Naba. And we get out of the car and there's a lot of people there. And the fellowship develops and everybody's having a good time. And all of a sudden, half of the people leave. Now, my ride home is just left. So that's it. I'm there for 72 hours. And one of the first things that happens is you're in a room full of people that you never met before. So the first exercise that they put you on was they paired you up. You had to find the person that had your name. And when you did, the two of you got together and you basically asked each other three questions. What's your favorite sport? What's your favorite food? What's your favorite movie? And you would be given this time to share and talk with this person. And then after that sharing was over, then you had to get up and say, this is my new friend Linda. And you had to tell the people in the room what you had learned by speaking and making yourself available to that person. And then they had to introduce you. And then all of a sudden, this retreat went in a way that you couldn't understand. Because the first thing you had to do is they wanted you to go back and they wanted you to empty your pockets. Lose everything, especially your watch. Now, I have to tell you that this was before cell phones. But if there were cell phones involved, you were encouraged to leave everything of the world and put it away, because you were about to go on a retreat. Retreat from the world and retreat toward God. Well, because of the warning from Sister Bro, I was on my guard and I was watching everything. I just spent 2 years of studying the scripture, so I was making sure that everything that was taking place in my experience was biblically sound. But that Friday night, we began with a worship service. And that worship service ended, and we were told to go back to our bunk rooms, for it was time to rest, with one condition: speak to no one. Have no conversation with anybody. This is your time to connect. So we went back to the room. No one spoke. And we were told that we would be released from that in the morning. So it's Friday morning. The retreat moves forward. We first thing that we do is we're called to be awake, and we are encouraged to be in the chapel in 10 minutes. And Friday began with a worship service. And after that, we were released from not to talk. Now begin to encounter each other. And this really does begin the main portion of this experience, because for the next 2.5 days, you will hear a series of 15 talks. Here's a big fancy word: the talks are contiguous. The heck does that mean? That means where one leaves off, the next one picks up. So each one of the 15 talks were connected, and they grew and grew more towards this spirituality that we were there for. Well, because of what I was cautioned about, after every one of those talks, when we had a little bit of free time, right back to my bunk, the one thing I wouldn't put away was my Bible. And I'm going through, it's like, everything they said is in here. And I did that for like the first 8 talks. This is all through Friday and into Saturday. I'm still trying to make sure that where I'm at is where they said I would be. And finally, the barrier broke down. The walls crumbled. And I realized that, wait a minute, this is all about the scripture. Stop trying to reprove anything and pay attention. So for me, halfway through Saturday's retreat, I began to recognize and realize that I left the world and I'm now in a spiritual surrounding. And I was allowed to absorb so much more because I had gotten rid of all the noise. And then I began to understand their purpose and began to see God's fingerprints more clearly. And as that day moved forward, Saturday night was a powerful, powerful God encounter where all you were called to think about was Jesus, Jesus, I love you so. Let me tell you how I feel. You have given me your spirit. I love you so. I was able to shut, we were all able to shut the world out and focus on this spiritual presence. Well, why is he talking about all of this stuff? Because the pastor has determined that during the whole season of Lent, we are going to be talking about the need of spiritual retreat. And we are encouraged to understand that the best way to advance spiritually in warfare is to retreat. You have to continue to be nourished and sustained. I've shared with you one that I was on 4 decades ago. And we can see this very same thing in our scripture for today. When we look and listen to the words that are written in the book of Revelation. It clearly tells us that the Apostle John is on the Isle of Patmos. And what has happened at this point is the people of the day, the people of the world, were tired of he and his others constantly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. So in an attempt to shut him up, they exiled him to an island. They put him on a spiritual retreat. And this is what it says in the book of Revelation. On the Lord's day, Sunday, the Apostle John was in the Spirit. He was in the Word. He was retreated from the world. And when he was in this retreat, look at what takes place. The resurrected, eternal Jesus Christ is in his presence. And he hears his voice. He turns around. He's in a spiritual place that is incredible. And the whole book of Revelation is about the Apostle John's spiritual retreat on the Isle of Patmos. Can you imagine when John says, I was in the Spirit? Here was a person who walked the soils of Palestine with Jesus Christ. When John was in the Spirit, he was probably and could have been at this point. Scripture doesn't give us the clarity of it, but it gives us the connection to it. So John, in the Spirit, remembered, oh my goodness, Lord, remember that time when we were together and you took Peter and my brother James and me up on Mount Tabor and you were transfigured and you were so bright it hurt our eyes, we couldn't look upon you, and then it was Moses. And he was in a spiritual retreat. And in the midst of recalling God's word and his experience with God, he hears his master's voice. And when he turns, he now doesn't see the temporal, the human Jesus transfigured. He is now able to look upon the eternal Christ, where his hair appears to be white because of the brilliance of his light in his eternal position. And he falls down like a dead man, and Jesus puts his hand on him and says, do not be afraid. So when the pastor asked me to preside on this day, he looked at me, he handed me the paper, the printout of the outlines for each day, and he just laughed and he smiled and he says, look at what he gave you. So where it said February 25th, in retreat, how do we retreat? We read the scripture. That was his point. If you know me, you know how I encourage the reading of scripture. We have handed out 100 one-year Bibles, and we still have some in the copy room if you would like one. So this is my way of sharing with you that each day that you read the designated calendar date, February 25th, there's a portion of the Old Testament, a portion of the New, a portion of the Psalm, and a portion of a proverb. You are spiritually retreating to his word every single day. And here is the benefit of that. So if we would all be reading the one-year Bible, oh, here he goes. Listen to the thought. If we're all reading the one-year Bible and we're all reading February 25th designated scripture, we are all reading the same words of God at the same time on that day. What a benefit. We could look at one of our brothers and sisters and say, hey, what did you get out of that reading today? I'm not clear on that. And it begins to engage us and equip us for this spiritual warfare How? By retreating to His Word. We would all be on the same page. We would all be on the same page. I understand God's call on my life. From way back when I started about that 2-year study, God's call on my life is to read and study the Scripture and encourage others to do the same. It is what I offer to you today on this Sunday in Lent as we take a look at retreating to God in the reading of Scripture. If you need a 1-year Bible, we will make sure you get one. Amen.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Be thou my best thought in the day and the night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light.